Less than a week before the next round of United Nations climate change negotiations, the World Meteorological Organization has delivered a shocking report card on greenhouse gas emissions. It shows that emissions are still rising and that despite the shaky global economy, last year they rose faster than usual. A CSIRO scientist says it's likely the increase in methane emissions is being caused by rising temperatures. The UN is also raising concern about potent greenhouse gases which are widely used in household goods and are becoming more prevalent. Simon Lauder has our report.
In the 1980s, it became obvious that the chemicals used in refrigeration and aerosol cans were depleting the layer of the atmosphere that filters out the sun's ultraviolet rays. An international agreement was quickly formed to phase out CFCs, but the chemicals which are now used for the same purpose, HFCs or hydrofluorocarbons, are also potent greenhouse gases. A report by the United Nations Environment Programme raises concern about the rising use of HFCs. Dr. Paul Fraser is an atmospheric scientist at the CSIRO.
What I guess was not perceived when HFCs were introduced more than a decade ago was the incredible growth that would occur in the developing world, and the demand for refrigeration and air conditioning in the developing world means that the total demand for HFCs is greater than expected and likely to increase.
The UN says emissions of HFCs are growing at a rate of 8% per year. Dr. Fraser says HFCs are potent greenhouse gases which last much longer in the atmosphere than CO2.
The weaker ones are several hundred times CO2 and the stronger ones are 1,000 or more times the radiative forcing of CO2. We need to find now replacements that are in that low range compared to CO2.
As the UN prepares to host a new round of climate change negotiations in South Africa, the World Meteorological Organization has released an update on the world's emissions of the main greenhouse gases. The concentration has increased at an average rate of 2 parts per million every year for the last decade. In 2010, they increased by 2.3 parts per million. It sounds like emissions could be rising fast, but Dr. Fraser says the long-term trend is more worrying.
What you're dealing with here is a natural system of carbon dioxide exchange, and superimposed on that is an increase due to fossil fuel burning. And it's the combination of those two, natural and the fossil fuel burning, that give you the long-term increase. So to look at 1 year and say it's 2.3 ppm and interpret that in terms of a specific source like fossil fuels is a little dangerous. We've just got to be careful that what's not happening here is a combination of fossil fuels and natural sources of CO2. So that's why you need to take a longer term view. That's why I still prefer to talk about the decadal increase, which is, you know, just over 2 ppm per year now, and compare that to the decadal increase of the previous decades. And there you can see that the long-term increase is occurring, because 3 decades ago, the long-term increase was more like, 1 to 1.5 parts per million per year.
Emissions of methane stabilised in 1999, but have been increasing again for the last 5 years. Dr. Fraser says that shows that climate change is starting to affect the northern permafrost and tropical wetlands, causing methane to be released from water.
And we can tell from our monitoring network where it's coming from. It's not coming from the region you would expect fossil fuel methane to come from, that's the mid-latitudes. It's coming from the high and low latitudes, and that's got to be some sort of wetland source, we suspect.
So in other words, there's a bit of positive feedback going
on. Could be a positive feedback, yeah.
Last year, world leaders agreed that deep emissions cuts are needed to prevent a dangerous level of climate change of 2 degrees more than pre-industrial levels. The UN says unless alternatives to hydrofluorocarbons are put in place, that goal will be even harder to achieve.
Simon Lauder reporting.